This is The Car Show with Roger Kwapik, Dan Petras, and Steve Stewart.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the great city of Flint, Michigan. That is where our show is originating today. The birthplace of the American sports car. And they are hosting an incredible car event that's been going on since earlier in the week. It's called Back to the Bricks. It attracts more than 500,000 car enthusiasts each year. It is a must-see car event. All roads lead to Back to the Bricks this weekend. If you want to learn more, go to backtothebricks.org. Now, we all know the Woodward Dream Cruise is going on this weekend as well. But the beauty of what's happening here in Flint is the fact that the streets are lined with just about every imaginable car, historic, that you could actually get up to and close and kind of relive some of your childhood or young adult or old adult memories.
We did.
You did all that.
We did that already.
You said
today.
Cars, plenty of trucks too.
You're
Steve.
Right, some beautiful pickup trucks, and we are right in the heart of it all in Flint, Michigan, and really thrilled to be there. I have to say, I didn't know this event was going on, and I'm sad that I didn't find out till today, because this is an event that's been going on, I think, for like 14 years, that certainly would have been one of our destinations to come.
Absolutely.
We have Pete Cimbala with us, and Pete has been doing a lot of smiling today, and that's because everything, apparently, Pete's going off as you planned. You are the event organizer. The opening ceremony just started. We had the national anthem. We had the flyover. It has been a beautiful morning. The sun is shining. I mean, Pete, what more could you ask for?
Well, this is it. This is what we work for all year. And everything's coming together just as we planned. And we had the rolling cruise during the past week. We had tune-up parties the week before. And we make everybody aware of this main event. And now you guys are a part of it.
Oh, and we love being here. You know, we are all about cars and trucks, and this is a place to see them all. How many different vehicles are displayed here in Flint on the street?
It's really hard to put a number on because they come in from three different directions, but there's somewhere around 3,000 to 4,000 at least right here on Saginaw Street.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And we say it is Back to the Bricks for a very good reason. And why is the bricks very important to this?
Saginaw Street here is paved with bricks, and it had been that way since the teens. And what happened was a few years ago, the guys that used to do the cruising back in the 50s and the 60s said, let's organize a car show downtown on the bricks. And we did that in 2005.
Wow.
And we started out with maybe 400 cars in 2005.
That's pretty doggone
good. It was a one-day event that only lasted a few hours, and boom, now it's a two-week event with thousands of cars and thousands of people.
We walked the area, and it's surprising where the people came from. We talked to somebody from Wisconsin, Indiana, New York, Ohio. Yeah. So, you know, it's not just locally here in the Flint area. So they're here from everywhere.
They are, and we get some Canadians that come over and have a great time. And we have the promotional tour we do in June each year where we drive around the state with a couple hundred old cars and 400 people. We go anywhere between 600 and 1,000 miles, five-night stay around the state, and that's to promote this event. And we get people there from Texas and Kentucky and, again, the Canadians, and it all adds up to this.
Okay, little test for you, Steve. What's my favorite sports car?
The Chevrolet Corvette.
That's right. Now, do you know what year the Chevrolet Corvette was first manufactured?
1959.
1953. Okay. That's pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the real question. Where was the first Corvette, the 1953 Corvette, built?
Well, Flint, Michigan.
It was Flint, Michigan. We're here.
And I guess that's one of the reasons that they say this really is the birthplace of America's sports car. Right, Pete?
It really was. It was built right over here by the Flint Assembly Plant. And that's where they built the 53s.
And as I understand it, when you really look at Flint and the impact it has had and continues in the automotive world, there is no city in the world that more cars were ever manufactured actually in the city versus, you may say the city, but it's actually outside somewhere in the suburb.
That's right. There were more cars built here in Flint back in the day.
Now, do you have a favorite car? First of all, what was your very first car?
I knew you'd ask that. 63 Corvair convertible.
You said a Corvette, 63 Corvette?
No. It's cousin, you know, the Corvair.
Do you know Ralph Nader?
I've actually met him.
Yeah, he loved that car.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and Ralph Nader, the whole point of him and the Corvair, he kind of used that as his example to say to the automotive industry, you've got to be thinking about safety when you're building these cars, not just necessarily performance. But the Corvair, as a former owner, that car was really kind of ahead of its time.
It really was. It was innovative, and that's why it's had such a following. Even today, a lot of younger people are looking at that car and say, wow, it's so different. It's so cool.
Another car that strikes me as being the same way is the Ford Edsel. Now that car that took a lot of bad publicity. But the fact of the matter, the technology, the ideas behind the Edsel, again, Pete, you would probably agree that car was ahead of its time.
It really was. You know, at the time maybe it wasn't the most attractive car to a lot of the market, but they were a great car for the people that owned them.
And the market kind of caught up with that look. I mean,
it did.
It was kind of early. Do you have a favorite car you know that comes to the show and is on display?
Well, you know, I have at one time owned a Corvette, so I can say, yeah, you know, I like a lot of the Corvettes, but I'm really loyal to Buick. And, you know, growing up here in Flint, family drove new Buicks all the time, so that's what I'm watching for.
All right, we are in Flint, Michigan. We are at Back to the Bricks, and we will be back in a moment.
Wix has the perfect filter for how
Dave Eubanks
drives if
Dave
drives like a
crazed chipmunk, stopping and changing lanes in rush hour traffic.
Wix has no problem. Whether you have a normal everyday drive or an extreme drive or anything in between, we have the filter that'll protect your vehicle. Now, when it comes to your
genuphobia, a fear of knees,
you'll have to deal with that yourself. Wix filters will get you there. Go to wixfilters.com to find the distributor near you.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
When it comes to your car battery, you expect it to work. Turn the key and go. Well, thanks to state-of-the-art engineering, strong, consistent starts are exactly what you get with PowerFrame Grid technology. Batteries that use PowerFrame Grid technology provide superior cranking power with up to 70% better electrical flow than other grid designs. Look for the PowerFrame logo on the outside of your next battery. It means true strength on the inside. Visit PowerFrame.com to find a retailer near you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Summer Break Deals event. Take advantage of the O'Reilly Auto Parts Do It Right rebate and get a $25 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!